Moscow has one of the most extensive metro systems in the world and arguably one of the best, but a brand spanking new stop dubbed the Station of Suicides has many critics up in arms. Jessica Gollaher has more on the station dedicated to 19th century Russian novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky.
It's a typical day in the Moscow metro. Coffee-fueled passengers cram onto the escalators for the trip into the depths beneath Russia's largest city. But this particular stop is anything but typical. The standard Russian music plays as passengers flood into the newly opened Dostoevsky stop. But otherwise, it's eerily quiet. People stop dead in their tracks to stare at the murals. Right there, in black and white, giant floor-to-ceiling mosaics depict death and suicide. A character from Dostoevsky's novel, Crime and Punishment, raises an axe over one of his victims. Another character from Dostoevsky's The Demons raises a gun to his temple. The renderings were so controversial and disturbing that some critics blamed them for the station's one-month delayed opening. Vladimir Supkin is a professor of Russian literature at the International University in Moscow. He says he's completely against the murals.
The station is not a happy one. When I saw it, I was very scared because the station is not light. It's very dark. They're not calming pictures. It's very, very strange. It puts you in a very bad mood.
Supkin goes on to say that he doesn't understand why Moscow named the new station after the morbid author.
People know his name, but they don't read his novels much anymore. I don't think he's a very popular author now. I think, for instance, people really love to read Leo Tolstoy.
Some mental health practitioners have even gone so far as to say that the morbid murals could convince some to commit suicide. Jayla Siklinskaya is a psychiatrist in private practice in Moscow. She says looking at pictures of suicide and murder could drive someone to harm themselves, but it's not very likely. Siklinskaya says the pictures could play a role, but you have to be in a predisposed state. Then you could look at these pictures with very different eyes, and it could adversely affect you. But having said that, Siklinskaya says she doubts the average Russian will be adversely affected by seeing the images on a daily basis. But concern over suicides isn't entirely far-fetched. The latest statistics from the World Health Organization in 2001 show that Russia had one of the highest suicide rates in the world. Officials attribute that to economic factors, depression, and gun ownership, among other things. The Dostoevsky stop is the local station for 63-year-old Vera Galivina. She says the pictures might be depressing, but Dostoevsky is an important part of Russian history.
I think it's just wonderful. It's his face, his nature, his soul. I think it's absolutely genius.
65-year-old Oleg Borokhov was nonplussed. He says he doesn't understand what all the hoopla is about.
No, it's своеобразный.
Not everyone likes it. Some do, some don't. Me, I'm just happy they finally built it. I've been waiting a long time for this station to open.
And with that, the retiree hobbled out of the station, passing the giant mural of Crime and Punishment. He didn't seem to notice the two teenagers standing in front of the mosaic, reenacting the death scene. The taller one pretending to wield an axe, ready to whack anyone who came near, while the shorter boy laughed hysterically and took pictures. For The World, I'm Jessica Gollaher in Moscow.